Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fourth day of the blessed month of Mesra. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven, through the tender mercies of our Lord and my fathers and my brethren, amen. On this day, the righteous King Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, the king, departed. He was one of the seed of David of the tribe of Judah, and there was no king appointed over the children of Israel like this righteous man after David. The other kings worshipped the idols and built altars for them. And after becoming king, Hezekiah destroyed the idols and demolished their altars. Therefore, God rewarded him for more than what he had done. In the 14th year of his kingdom, Sennacherib, king of Persia, came and besieged Jerusalem. He was a great and very powerful king, and all the other kings in his time were afraid of him. Hezekiah also feared him and sent him large sums of money, but Sennacherib was not satisfied with them. Instead, he threatened and intimidated Hezekiah, and he reviled with his unclean tongue God, the glorious and most high, saying, "Do not be deceived by your God that you are depending on him, saying, 'Do not deliver Jerusalem to the hands of king of Persia.'" Then Hezekiah wept and rent his garments, and he put on hair sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord and prayed, saying, "O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth, and incline your ear, O Lord, and hear, open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the king of Assyria, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations of their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. But they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God alone." Then King Hezekiah sent a letter to Isaiah the prophet to inform him about what Sennacherib had said, and asked him to pray for him. Isaiah answered and told him that God would strengthen his heart, and God would do to Sennacherib an action the like of which had never been heard of in all the earth. And that night the angel of the Lord went forth and slew 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. And the rest were conquered and returned to their countries. And when Sennacherib went to worship in the house of his gods, his son slew him with the sword and killed him. And thus Hezekiah escaped his hands and glorified God. In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." And then Hezekiah turned his face toward that wall and prayed to the Lord. And then it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came true to him, saying, "Return and tell Hezekiah, I will add to your days 15 years. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What is the sign that the Lord will heal him? Will heal me?" And then Isaiah said, "This is a sign that you, the sign to you from the Lord, the shadow of the sun will be brought 10 degrees backward." And all the kings feared him, and they brought tribute to him, because they knew that God was with him. And King Hezekiah reigned for 29 years, and all the days of his life were 54 years when he departed. In peace, his prayers, which he uttered through the Holy Spirit, went when he was healed of his sickness, is written in the book of Isaiah. May his holy prayers be with us. Amen. And on this day also was the consecration of the church of the great Saint Anthony. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to our God, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.